Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasakah, marking a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies. Edward Uranian reports Hasakah has become a flashpoint in the Syrian civil war.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasakah after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In Afghanistan, Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack in a strategic northeastern Baghlan province, linking the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. Taliban had closed the highway between Baghlan and neighboring Kunduz province, where the Taliban has also been active. Zambia's main opposition leader has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court challenging last week's re-election of President Edgar Lungu. Hakainde Hichilema says the vote was rigged and says Lungu did not receive the 50% required. Zambia's Electoral Commission contends otherwise. This is VOA News. Myanmar.